Ypsilanti Township has joined over 300 communities in Michigan that have opted out of the Michigan Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act. We decided to explore why they did this and what it means for possible future recreational marijuana businesses in that area. Ypsilanti Township's Board of Trustees approved an ordinance that puts a temporary hold on issuing licenses for recreational marijuana businesses. They made that decision because the state of Michigan has not established rules or guidelines for how those businesses will be enforced. State officials are expected to issue emergency rules in June or July of this year, but that concerns the Board of Trustees because individuals interested in applying for a recreational marijuana business license can do so 90 days after the rules are released. Township Attorney Doug Winter says that's not enough time for the township to approve a zoning ordinance for those businesses.
Well, absolutely take more than 90 days. You have to have public hearings. You have to have publications. There's a Michigan Zoning and Enabling Act that put the details how you go about adopting zoning ordinances. You can talk to any community in this state about zoning, and to create a new zoning ordinance right now takes two readings at the township board level. It has to be published in accordance with the law requirements. You can't just, you know, do all this, and it's difficult to do that even if you knew what the rules are. To make a zoning amendment on an existing ordinance to take more than 90 days.
But Ypsilanti Township Board Trustee Jimmy Wilson Jr. disagrees. He was the only one on the board who voted against placing a temporary hold on issuing licenses. Initially, he was in favor of it, but he changed his mind after receiving calls from constituents who reminded him that 68% of the voters in Washtenaw County helped legalize recreational marijuana last November. He says the township may also miss out on economic development projects.
The early licensees will go to municipalities that do not have a ban. And so any municipalities that do have this ban are not going to get some of the benefit financially from those businesses being in their municipality. So that's kind of a negative. That's a negative to whatever municipality has a ban.
The temporary hold is set to expire on June 30th of 2020. Township Supervisor Brenda Stumble says there's no need to rush on issuing licenses for action that could have a big impact on the community.
I just really feel that it's our obligation to protect the interests of our residents and business owners. The largest investment everyone makes is in their home and in their business. So to not allow opportunity to gather information from the state of Michigan on what their regulations are before we just say let them go wherever they want is not the best way to represent our people.
Local activist Alex Thomas wants the township to issue licenses sooner rather than later, so he started a petition after the township board placed the hold. Thomas hopes he collects enough signatures to place it on the November 2019 ballot with the goal of reversing the board's decision.
I don't think that the arguments that the township is making, just that hold, is sincere. Because I know through personal interaction and familiarity with many of the township boards, I think they just don't want cannabis in the township, and that's it's all right to have those personal views. But you know, 68% of the township already expressed how they felt, and that those personal views shouldn't override what you've been elected to uphold and execute.
The recreational marijuana ballot proposal that voters approved last November did include language that stated that local municipalities have the right to prohibit or limit the types and number of recreational marijuana businesses. Township Supervisor Brenda Stumble says the Board of Trustees could have opted out altogether, but they didn't.
We're doing what the state initiative allowed us to do, and that 69% of the people in our community voted for. And now we have opposition to doing that. I think it's more about money than it is about actually trying to do what's right for the community.
Board Trustee Jimmy Wilson Jr. is also concerned that the board won't give enough attention to the recreational marijuana issue during the year that licenses have been put on hold.
I think that we should still have a vision from a township perspective, Board of Trustees, elected officials. We should still have a vision that we want, and then talk that over with the residents. And then when the rules come out, we can adjust accordingly. I don't think we have to just sit and wait.
The township is considering creating a committee to explore in which direction they want to go in the future with this issue. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.